It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now live with the State Farm Insurance Agent James Boyette pregame show. Here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Marion. It is week 7 of the high school football season. The Bombers continuing 6A East Conference play tonight against the Patriots. Mountain Home 0-6 on the campaign. 0-3 in conference play after that tough 7-point loss at the hands of Jacksonville last week at home. Marion comes in with a record of 4-2 overall. They are 1-2 right now in conference play. This is after starting the year at 3-0. Tough test for the Bombers tonight. This is a much-improved Marion ball club. They have a new coach, Keith Houston, a former college coach, and this is going to be a great test for Mountain Home here this evening. We will take a break, come back, talk about this matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm Agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is senior linebacker Lathan Aldridge. Lathan is third on the team in tackles for the season with 27. He had 11 tackles against Jacksonville this past week. Lathan also plays running back and plays on special teams. Lathan Aldridge, the Player of the Game against Jacksonville. Brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agent, Highway 62 East Mountain Home.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Now, back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We are back at Marion, about 20 minutes away from kickoff. It's the Bombers and the Patriots of Marion tonight, 6A East Conference play. Joining me for the broadcast again tonight, he's going to be absolutely useless, worse than usual, is Bob Byrd.
Well, you're right.
Boy, you're as full as a sea tick, aren't you?
I am, boy. And I just, if this floor wasn't so creaky and hard, I'd be laying on it right now.
We go across the river to Memphis to eat some ribs before the game, as always. We get to the game, and they've got seafood up here in the press box. And so
it was overload. I'm
it was,
you
wasn't
what, it? It was. Very, very good.
Well, the Bombers and the Patriots getting set to do battle. And, Bob, I tell you what, Marion, I know it's still early, but I feel like they've really hit a home run with their new coach.
Well, they have. You know, he was on staff here prior to the being hired, and he's got just a ton of football experience. Keith Houston, you know, his first year, he played at Ole Miss as a defensive back, and then they switched him to tight end later in his career. He coached at East Central Community College here in Mississippi and Fulton University. Chisholm Trail High School in Dallas was one of his stops also. And, you know, they got a new offensive coordinator, Zach Tribble, who's the son of Randy Tribble, who coached at Harding Academy and at Harding University for a long time now at Greenbrier. So, yeah, they've got lots of college experience, a lot of football experience on this young staff.
And I didn't know this until we were talking to their radio crew before we got on the air. Their defensive coordinator played at Alabama for 4 years.
He played at Alabama for 4 years.
Wow.
So, you know, you cannot – it takes years and years of experience to know what those young men have been through in their short lifetimes.
Yes. So new staff. This team 5-6 last year, but quite a few starters back, and they are playing well. Now, they started 3-0. They defeated Wynn, Parkview, and Blytheville. Bob, look at those scores. They won by 1 point, 1 point, and 2 points.
Yes, they were very close games against very good teams.
Yes.
If you look at Wynn and Blytheville, they're leading that 5A conference schedule right now, and Parkview's played everybody close and won several ball games. So, they played last week, and they didn't feel like they played very well in that loss last week. So you think they might come out with something to prove tonight.
They lost last week at Searcy 37-23. 3 weeks ago, they played West Memphis a 2-point game, 22-20. Of course, West Memphis undefeated on the campaign. So tough test for Mountain Home. And, Bob, we're anxious to see how the Bombers bounce back tonight after that tough 7-point loss last week.
Well, that was a tough one to lose, you know, especially those games where you make mistakes and you self-destruct, and it eventually cost you the ball game. And you go back and you look at that, and this late in the year, those are the hardest kinds of games to come back from. You just hope the kids can recoup and get their minds right and get ready to play again tonight.
They're doing homecoming here at Marion tonight, and the principal is out there in a white suit crowning the queen.
With red tennis shoes on. I don't know why our athletic director can't dress like that, or be a little flashier, a little showier than what he is. I really don't
understand. Mr. Boget, we need to get him out there.
Mr.
Boget. He should have done that last week.
Yeah, he should have done that week. I'm sure we could have found him a white suit, some red tennis shoes, and a red. Of course, we'd have to have blue tennis shoes and a blue shirt.
Yes.
But the white suit looks good.
It looks good. It is finally football weather. We talked about it with Brian on his show, and Bob, you know from all your years in coaching and playing, it's much different tonight than it has been with these temperatures in the 80s like we've had.
Oh, it hadn't seemed like football season at all. It seemed like, summer practice season.
Right.
What it seemed like every night so far. And this one, we've got the windows open and actually having to have a coat on. It's cloudy and overcast and very cool. It's great football weather. The kids, I tell you, love to play football in weather like this.
Yes.
They don't like to play football in hot weather. But it'll be a great time tonight.
Bombers trying to snap a 9-game losing streak against Marion. The last time Mountain Home won was back in 2000. And, Bob, there's, of course, one game. There's several games, actually, that stand out in the series. You look back at 06 when Mountain Home had that run to the state championship game. They beat Marion 39-34 in the regular season. And then at home, beat Marion in the state semifinals 17-7. And you think back when Marion had Jerry Franklin, who, of course, played at University of Arkansas and in the NFL. Those were two impressive wins that year by Mountain Home.
Those were two impressive wins because you went into the first game and we got a big lead, and we held on to it as the game progressed. And then when they came to Mountain Home in the semifinals, it really wasn't much of a game. I mean, we shut them down.
Yep.
And, that night, Jerry Franklin didn't touch the football one time on the offensive side playing tight end, and I just couldn't believe that. But they've evolved since then from a running team to where couple years ago, well, 3 years ago maybe, the new coach after Mark Urien got the basketball players out,
right.
Got the athletes out, and they went to spreading the field and throwing it and catching it, and they've got some athletes.
It was 8 years ago, 2010, at Bomber Stadium, when these teams combined for 129 points. Marion won that game 67-62, and that's one that you'll never forget.
Never forget that game right there. We would drive and drive and score and kick it off, and they'd run it back. We'd drive, 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 and score, and they'd run it almost all the way back.
Uh-huh.
It just was one of those games that was back and forth the whole time, and whoever had the ball last won the ball game.
And that's what happened. It was wild. All right, we're going to take a break. Boy, some great matchups around the state tonight. In fact, probably the best game in the state is in Class 2A down south. Matt's going to check our lineup with our studio report coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is senior linebacker Lathan Aldridge. Lathan is third on the team in tackles for the season with 27. He had 11 tackles against Jacksonville this past week. Lathan also plays running back and plays on special teams. Lathan Aldridge, the Player of the Game against Jacksonville. Brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent, Highway 62 East Mountain Home.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Napa Know How.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Marion tonight. We'll have more on that in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at what else is going on tonight in the 6A East. First off, Searcy, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media, at home tonight against Pine Bluff. Big matchup tonight actually not far from where Brad and Bob are right now, just a few miles away over in West Memphis. The Blue Devils ranked third in Class 6A, hosting the fifth-ranked team in 6A, Jonesboro, tonight. So big matchup there in conference play. And Jacksonville is at home against Sylvan Hills this evening. On the local level, a tough matchup tonight for Yellow Summit on the road. The Panthers are going down to Clinton to face the Yellow Jackets, who are ranked second in Class 3A. They have yet to have a blemish on their season. Salem is at Mark Tree tonight. Melbourne hosting Harding Academy. Marshall is at Mountain View. Harrison, who is ranked fourth in Class 5A, is at Greenbrier tonight. West Plains at home tonight against Springfield Central. The Zizzers are currently 7-0 on the season, ranked fourth in Class 4 in Missouri. Hollister is at home against Logan Rogersville. Forsyth is hosting Stratford. Branson is at Carl Junction, and Ava is at Kabul. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, one final score already from last night, as number one North Little Rock defeated Little Rock Catholic 49-17. Tonight, second-ranked Bryant will play at Fort Smith Southside. Number three Fayetteville will be at Bentonville. Fourth-ranked Conway hosts Fort Smith Northside. Number six Greenwood will entertain Russellville. Seventh-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, will be at BB tonight. By the way, I mentioned Greenwood ranked number six. They're also number one in Class 6A. Number eight, Bentonville West, is in Springdale tonight to face Harbor. Number nine, Warren, who is also ranked number one in Class 4A, is at DeWitt. And 10th-ranked Benton, who is also number two in Class 6A, is at home tonight against El Dorado. We've already mentioned all the games in the Class 6A Top 5, so we'll go to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Another big matchup tonight between ranked teams, as a second-ranked Little Rock McClellan will be at fifth-ranked Texarkana tonight, and number three Little Rock Christian will play host to Little Rock Parkview. In the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to, second-ranked Joe T. Robinson, coming off that win over Nashville, is at home tonight against Malvern and Little Rock. A third-ranked Rivercrest is hosting Pocahontas. Number four Nashville, speaking of the Scrappers, they're playing at Ashdown tonight. And number five Bauxite is at home against Fountain Lake. Among the Class 3A Top 5 teams that we haven't yet mentioned, number one Boonville is at home against Mansfield this evening. A battle of unbeatens. Mansfield coming to this game unbeaten, but not a whole lot of people have paid attention to them. But if they can pull off this win tonight at Boonville, people will start paying attention to them, no doubt about it. Third-ranked Smackover is hosting Falk tonight. Number four Ryzen is idle this week. And fifth-ranked Prescott is at home against Genoa Central. And in the Class 2A Top 5, Brad already mentioned big matchup tonight, probably the biggest one in the state, as number one Mount Ida is at number two Foreman. Third-ranked Hazen is hosting Clarendon. Number four Junction City is at home against Bearden. Number five at Conway Christian, they're actually tied for fifth. They'll be at Quitman this evening. And Earl, who is tied with Conway Christian for that number five ranking, will play host to Marvel. So let's look at what else is going on around the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob over at Marion as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home's matchup with the Patriots. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Hold up!
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
The leaves are falling and the seasons are changing. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. If your family is in need of a little extra help this season and you have children ages 12 and under in Baxter and Marion County, Angel Tree signups will be starting October 22nd. Give the Salvation Army a call today at 870-424-5708 for more information, or stop by the Salvation Army located at 121 Highway 201 North to pick up your appointment letter for the Angel Tree program. Let us assist you with the help and hope that you need for the holidays.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Marion, about 3 minutes away from kickoff as the Bombers and the Patriots tonight. Let's get our turf reports brought to you by Lawns Plus. For your turf and pest management and landscaping needs, contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com. Bob, let's see how you do tonight with the turf report.
Turf report, it's good turf tonight. It's artificial. It's green, white stripes with the big Marion logo in the middle of it. And, I will say this is one of the best lighted fields we play on.
It is.
You can see the numbers stand out, and it's real easy to see. But, yes, it is a very nice field.
There you go. Oh, you've taken to that. That's the best thing you do all night.
There's not much you can say when it's artificial turf every week. I can't say that it's thinning grass in the middle or whatever. It's either dry or it's wet.
It is.
And tonight it's dry.
Oh, goodness. Well, Bob, we talked about how the Bombers are going to bounce back tonight. Marion won the toss, and they decided to defer. So, Mount Holmes going to get the ball first. How important is this first drive?
Well, the first drive is very important because, we're going to see them crowd the box. Like we've seen it all year long, you're going to see those linebackers up there tight. And, it's important that if we don't score, that we make two or three first downs. Don't let us play on our end of the field to start the game. You know, the same philosophy we start every week is make them go a long ways, make them snap it a lot to score. Hopefully they'll have a penalty and a bad play or a turnover or something like that, and we can take it and score from there. But it's very, very important, especially after a week like last week. We don't want to get down early.
Well, let's take a break, come back. We'll tip it off. We'll kick it off in just a moment. We're getting close to basketball season. We'll kick it off in just a moment. The Bombers and Patriots next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!